and daf lametes amet beis in Taisvis to Ramaschel Mokmin Lei Apotropes. We had the Gemara Amaisa with a Safta and the Brata that were captured, and the Safta left over another Brata and the Tinik. And we didn't know, Abaye did not know what to do with the Nichsei HaSafta and the Brata. If the Safta was alive, so then the Brata that was here, the Achta that was here, should take over all the Nechosim als Meiridim Korev L'Nichsei Shavui. If the Safta died, so now it's a chelik of these nechosim belong to the cotton. So then we have a problem. Ein meridin korev lenichsei cotton. And again, if the safta is alive, we cannot be merid the cotton into the nechosim. Ein meridin cotton lenichsei shavui. So Abaye came out with a pshorim as follows, that half of the nechosim will give over to the achto, to the brato, and that's maman of sheikh god. If the safta is alive, it's meriden korib lenichsei shobi. If the safta is dead, so this is a yerusha. And the other half, mukmina le'apetrope li'inuke. We are mamanin apotropis for the tinnik. And then Rava said, amigo, the makminin apotropis, lepalge makminin le apotropis leader. So, we give over the whole nichsei asafte to an apotropis. That was the Gemara. Zaktaisvis, makminin le apotropis ve'im taima, vo'ein meridin cotton le nichsei shavi. We have a klal. We're not meirid a kotn lo nichsei shavi. Mistome, and Taisvis says, afilo aidei apotropis, mistome, to let the kotn balabateve be nichsei shavi, even though there's an apotropis there, you also don't do it. How does Taisvis see this? The mashme the ivadai loishchivis after the Gemara would seem, if the safta had not died, avivina kol nichsel achta, then we would give over all the nechosim to the achta meridin korev lenichsel shobi. V'amai nuki palge liyenuke al yedei apetropis. The Gemara seems the only reason we do not permit the achta to take over all the nechosim, is maybe the safta died, and they read the kol v'nichsei cotton. But if the safta is alive, Yizicha would give over all the nechosim to the achta. V'amai nuki palge liyinuka yidei apotropis. If an apotropis helps, elavadei b'chol inyin ein meridin cotton. We will never permit a cotton to go into a nichsei shavui, even with an apotropis. And what is the reason? The kivin sha cotton odin, if the cotton is the boss, for apotropis ula yishma le cotton shloi lachreish v'shloi lizroya. That means if he's an apotropis for the cotton, but the cotton, Taisvis understood, that half we give over to the cotton, that means he's going to get all the nechosim from, it's a bechina of meridin cotton lenichsei shavi, as long as there's an apotropis. And Taisa says it's not true. We cannot permit a cotton with an apotropis and a nichsei shavi, because since the cotton is the odin, so the apotropis will listen, will take directions from the cotton, and the cotton can give directions which will be kalkul, the kalke will be chayrish, will be zereya. V'yesh loima, so Taisvah says, the hod the koma palge mokmine le apetropes le yinuke. So Taisa says, no, you're learning wrong pshat. Loi lechel kol ha-peiris kedin korev ha-yoyr le-nichsei shovi. Not pshat is we give half to the achter and the other half we give to the cotton. We stick in an apotropos there to make sure he shouldn't be mekalkul. No. We will not permit the cotton to eat all the peiris. Elo she-yishmer ha-apotropos kedin ores becheska safte v'yisparneis ha-cotton mizer. Now, the Lashon of Tosfos is unclear. I saw in Nachlas Moshe that Tosfos means to say as follows. The apotropis is not a shliach for the cotton. No, no. The apotropis is going becheska safte. He's going for the safta. That means we're taking apotropis, he's taking care of the kalke for the safta. Now, let us just say, for practical purposes, Rashi seems to say like this, and if we'll say like this, Pshat and Taisvus also perhaps will understand it a little better. Rashi said an apotropis doesn't take any money. An apotropis does things for free. That's what Rashi said on Amud Aleph. He doesn't take any money. That's what Rashi says. So we have an apotropis that's going to take care of the karka. He's not going to give the peiros to the cotton. No, no, no. He's taking care of the karka for the safta. Now, the cotton will be mispalnis from the peiros which will be harvested. That means a chelik of the peiros, not all the peiros will be put away for the safta. So we have an ideal situation over here in reality for the safta. That means when, if you have a korev, meridin korev lenichsei shovi, the korev eats all the peiros. By nichsei shovi, nichsei netushim, the korev eats all the peiros. Till the shovi comes back. That's the best thing that we can do. The Gemara is the kasha, let's get an apotropis to do all this. And it's meiridik. The apotropis will do things for free. It's mamish. So you have someone taking care of the nifsei shovi, and apotropis is gewaldik. No, but hey, mamidin apotropis ledignani. You won't find an apotropis to take care of a godel's karka. Nebuchadnezzar Rachmanis, but not. For a yosem, we'll find. An apotropis will take care of a yosem. So here we make a shtikul psharim. We take this apotropis, we tell, listen, take care of half of the karka, and a chelik of the peiros will go for the kotnis, a yosem over here. So he'll be mispalnis from a chelik of the peiros. Nachos Moshe says, how much will he get for panosa? How much an oris gets? An oris gets a third. So this will be, he'll get a third, be mispalnis. So as long as we're taking care of a yosem, so we find the people who will offer their services as an apotropis, so he's there. The two-thirds of the peiros will be put in storage for the safta. The safta is alive. It's gewaldig. So the safta is, kark is being taken care of an apotropis. We found an apotropis in the schus of the yosem who's going to get, he's going to be mispalnis from some of the peiros. Inshallah Yisrael. So that means, this is not a bechin of meridin cotton lenichsei shovi. Meridin cotton lenichsei shovi would mean the cotton takes over. We can't do such a thing. Because if the cotton takes over, we cannot permit him to enter nichsei shovi because it'll be mekalko. No, the apotropis is taking over. And the apotropis is taking over. He can give a little parnosa for the cotton, maybe a shir arisus. And the rest will be put away for the safta. Now, if we'll find out eventually that the safta died, no problems. Now, all these peiros that were put in storage will go to the cotton. see nothing whatever. The Savta comes back, so the Savta gets the Peres. It's gewaltig. Now, Taisis says further, Vizet Toiv, now this is a good idea, Milisitam La'achta Shatoichel Kola Peres Chinam, Kedin Korev Hayored Lenichse Shobi. Now we have to understand this Taisis is very shvel. Taisis just said, pshat, what happens with Apotropis, the Apotropis goes into half of the Karka, gives Parnosa for the cotton, and the rest is put away for the Safta. So Taisis says, this is better than letting the Achta take care of the Karka, because the Achta will eat all the Peres. So this is better. The Peres are going to be stored for the Safta. Now the Pella on Taisis is, Taisis doesn't have to give reasons why that it's better for the Safta. You can't let the Achta go into this chalik, because ein meridin korav al michsei kotten. What does Taisa say? Taisa, this is a good eighth, you know, because Taisa seems to say this is good for the Safta. This is good for the Safta, because if you let the Achta in, so the Achta will eat all the peyres. So this is very good for the Safta. And Shuldig, that's not the only reason. You can't let the Achta come into this half, because the Gemara said this Cheshbon, because ein meriden korev lenichsei kotten. So what is Pshat and Taisvis? This is the difficulties with Taisvis. So the Maram asks the Kashe. So the Maram says as follows. Taisvis is asking a different Kashe, and let us understand what Taisvis Kashe is. Taisvis, we had a member of Rove. Rove said that Migu, that we have an apotropis on half, we have an apotropis on the whole thing. That's what Rove said. We have an apotropis on the whole thing. Now, Taisvis in the beginning had understood Pshat that this apotropis gives all the payers for the cut. That's what Taisvis understood. And that's Taisus says, so why do you do such a thing? If you give all the pears to the cotton is going to be the boss, and he's going to tell the apotropis to be mekalkel the cotton. That's what Taisus understood. Taisus says, that doesn't make sense, because it seems meriden cotton is the apotropis. But that's what Taisus understood. So if you learn like that, so then Rav is a pele. So Rav says, you know, just like half the karka you give to the cotton, all the pears, the other half you also give for the cotton, which is takashrek. Give the other half. But now Taisus says, now we'll understand Rav. Now I told you Pshat Apotropis is putting away the peiris. The chelik of the cotton, it's misparnas a little bit. The cotton gets panosa from it, whatever that chelik is. The other chelik, the apotropis will work on it, won't get paid, and this will be put away for the Safta. So forget, this is much better for the Safta. This is so, Tosh is saying, now we understand Pshat and Rove. Before Rove was very difficult to understand. If you're going to learn Pshat the way Tosh had understood in the Havamina, that the Safta, that the apotropis comes in and the cotton gets all the payers, so then Rove is a peller, so why do you put him on the other half? Was at the Achtig is in the club? Why do you say Migu the Mekminin, Apotropis Apalgi, you put up the whole thing? So Rava was a Pella. But now I told you, Pshat, Apotropis means that the Apotropis is not eating Peres. We're giving from the one half of the Karka, we're giving Panosa for the cotton. The other half, we won't give anything for the cotton. We'll put away for the Safta. So, Baruch Hashem, we got an apotropis. If you wouldn't have a Yosin, wouldn't have an apotropis. That's the Gemara on Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Amud Aleph says, let's find an apotropis. And Moses says, fine. You can look for today, but you won't find an apotropis. Because they might be an apotropis of Diknani. But now already, we have a Kalke that said, Yosin is benefiting from this apotropis. You can find on the whole Kalke, and this will be Gewaldig. So that's Pshat, that's how the Maram learns Pshat. Now we had the next Gemara was a Gemara with Mori Barisik. Mori Barisik, a brother came from Bechazor. He told him he's a brother, and he wanted to get a chelik in the Yerusha of the father. And Mori Barisik said, I don't recognize you. So Rav Chisda said, Mori Barisik is saying very good, because when he left him, he didn't have a beard. Now he has a beard. V'yake Yosef Esech. Shiyotza b'loi chasim azokim. So Taisa says, who adinim yotza b'chasim azokim, afilu, if this brother, when Mori Barisik left his brother, he had a beard. Da'ein nema loi meshuachiv. He's not nema to say he's a brother. Dimkein loi shavkis chai lochol beriye hashirim shkalechet yoymer ani yachicha. That means if every person will come to Anosha that Yarshin the Yerusha from his father and will say, you know, Bridaleben, you know, he has a big beard, and when you recognize me, and he says, I don't, he says, well, you don't recognize me, so everyone will be able to reap riches, by saying their brothers, Achenu Kabeis Yisroel, Anoshimachim Anachna, but oi, that's not, he says, on these Chesbonis, Pepek Yashneichlem, a person says I'm a brother, he's not Nemon. Elohoche Mori Barisik Lahoye Toyin Bori. He didn't say you're not a brother. Eloye Danaloch. I don't recognize you. Lakach im Yotzo Bachsime Zokin. If he had left him with a beard, and now Mori Bar Isik says, I mean, he left him with a beard, that was 2 years ago, he left him with a beard, he comes now, and Mori Bar Isik is looking at him, and he says, I don't recognize you, and he says, I'm your brother. I don't recognize you. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says, Pshat and Toisvis, that Toisvis means to say, it's a Bori Toiv in a Shema Garua, and a Bori Toiv in a Shema Garua, we say Bori Odev. That means like this, the brother, you saw me 2 years ago. So, I'm here now, I'm coming from Beicher, so I am here, I had a beard 2 years ago, I have a beard now, and Mori Barisik is looking at him, and he says, I don't recognize you. Which is a shamago. I mean, why didn't you recognize him? You saw him 2 years ago with a beard, and I didn't recognize him. It sounds very fluky. So it's a shamago rua and a bori toy. So then we say bori odev. We say bori odev. That means no, but over here, since he left, when he saw him, he didn't have a beard. And now he has a beard, so there's not a shamago rua. This is a Shema Toiv. I mean, he says, I'm your brother. He says, I don't know if you're my brother. And he's coming with a legitimate, how should I know you're my brother? I left you, you were 2 years old, and now you're 25, so how should I recognize you? So then it's a Bori v'Shema, and he is, and then the brother is not Nemon, because it's a Shema Toiv. That's Shan the Gemara. Since is Yotza B'loi Chasim Azokin, so Mamela it's a Shema Toiv, and therefore the brother cannot take it as Bori v'Shema. But if it would be Yotze b'Chasim HaZokin, then it'd be a Shema Gerua, a Bori Toiv and a Shema Gerua, and then we say Bori Yotzeh. Zilat, so what happened? So the brother had to prove that he's a brother. So Rav Chisda told them, bring a raya that you're a brother. So he told them, listen, the Eidim won't say Eidis, because Mori Barisik is a Gavra Alam. So then Rav Chisda told Mori Barisik, so you say Eidis, he's not a brother. That was the story. Zil at Aisi Sadi Delav Ochechu, Ve'im Toima, Ve'ktoisis Amod Nezach, Bechi Kol Otom Osher Alam, if you have a person who's an Osher and he's a Gavra Alam, so whoever comes and says that he's a brother, Yitzach Lovi Eidim Sheina Toiv Yochiv. I mean, it's a modern zach. So Taisa says it's not stamos like this is a gabra alam. V'yeshleim d'shani hachi sha'ose omar sheyeshle edim. This brother came and told Rav Chista, I have here edim. V'yereim lehagid. They're here and they're scared to open up their mouths. So, but edim are here. Omar loy Rav Chista. So Rav Chista told Mori Barisik sheyase imoim sheyido. Listen. The Edom here, you say he's not a brother, so speak to them that they should say Edis. If he's not a brother, so they'll say he's not a brother. Umori barisa gombalei, so what do you mean? That means zeal, icy, sadi, not something that means I take Edom. The Edom are here, you say he's not a brother, the Edom are here from Bechizoi, so convince them to say Edis, that he's not a brother. What did you accomplish? If they're scared of me, say Tash and I'm Yiddish, Shekem Yerosi. V'yayim Rosheini Ochi, Yayim Rosheini Yoidim, Afa Pisha Yoidim. So what did you accomplish? Amishani Tarti Leov, Dechode, Sheyishtaku, Melahoyid. They won't say Eidis, Chode, Sheyishaku, V'yayim Reinanu Yoidim, Hashem Reina Ochi. No. That Ezekiel won't say. So if he's not another brother, so convinced, so they know if he's not a brother or not. And if he is a brother, the Zichel won't say that they don't know or he's not a brother. Then we hear over here that finally Adam came and said he is a brother and Faltik, so now he's a brother. So this brother came to Mor Bisik and said that Mor Bisik had planted Krumim, invested in Krumim, so the brother said, I want to have half of the Krumim. And Rav Chisda said, oh, that's a legitimate taina, because we learned if there were Bonim Gdoilim Ektanim, and the Bonim Gdoilim invested in Wamashbiach HaKarke, is Ishbichu Lemtza. So that first he brought a Mishnah, and then Rav Chisda, then Moses Bechein Omar Rabbe Ishbichu Lemtza. Now, by Yesem, over there, the Gdolim know about the Ktani, so they're Meichel, they do it for them, here we Bechal, they know about it. V'chein Omar Rab Goras. Rashi goes, V'chein Omar Rab, Rashi had a tremendous problem, how could the Rav Chisda be a member of Rab, a Talmud of his, you hear the Mishnah. V'chein Omar Rab, and the reason he brought Rab, a polygamon, the only peg me shemeis, the chosm she shibchu mach masatz me shalachim a shvach latzman. There's a man, the Omar Baba Basra, that if the shvach came out from the tircha of the brothers alone, then you don't divide it. V'koma, the afilu shibchu, and Rab said, the afilu shibchu mach masichim shal, mashbichim ki ocher di shosel padeis yishbichu lemtze. V'zeh teimeh, so Taisa says the Rashi Pshad is a teimeh shecholek rova al Rav. Rav said, afilo shibchu machmos tilchon shel achim, you divide it. And Rove in Bava Basra says, you don't divide it. Tosem Rove koma, v'lei maisi hosem milsa de Rav. Nire de Gores Rabbe, b'chem posak, b'chem b'sef Rabbeinu Tam, v'lo midivra Rav Chisda, not that Rav Chisda is bringing a raya from his Talmud Rabbe, elo shagmore maybe, shemaisi ki yaitse zebo lefne Rabbe, there was a similar maise, u posak in Rabbe pasken, di shbichu lemse, kemoi Rav Chisda, vi u agmore, mishem kushis habayi, kus habayi es Rabbe akashe, doma bayil Rabbe midomi, he doesn't know about them, lechoshis Rabbe mikushoysov, v'don that he shbichu lemse. Let us start the Mishnah. A mafkid peiris eitzel chaveiroi. A person was mafkid peiris eitzel chaveiroi. And Rashi says, it's speaking about, the Gemara is going to say this, that means Reuven was mafkid peiris by Shimon, and Shimon mixed up the peiris, Reuven's peiris, with his own peiris. Now he have a lot of peiris, which he had no right to do, but he did it. He did it. He mixed up Reuven's peiris with his peiris. Now we have a lot of peiris. Now he comes back and he says, return my peiris. So now Shimon says, you know, we turn to Peres, you know, things happen, you leave Peres a year, there's mice, there's different things. I should give you back exactly what you gave me. Now we have no way of knowing how much was damaged. That means if he wouldn't have mixed up the Peres, he put them in a corner. So he comes back, give me back my Peres, he gives him back the Peres, take the Peres, the whatever is left is left. I mean, then we wouldn't have any problems. But since he mixed up the Peres with his own Peres, now we don't have the faintest idea how many Peres got nirkav, how many Peres got eaten up. So the Mishnah tells us guidelines. So he deducts a normal amount of a percentage that is nechsal from Peres each year. Akur is 180 kabin. So in a year, there are 4.5 kabin get nechsal. L'soyrim u'l'doichen tisha kabin. This is 9 kabin. L'kul. L'kusmin u'l'zera pishtam. Shalais soin l'kul. This is 3 saw for a kul. This is 30 saw in a kul. This is a tenth. 3 saw from the 3 saw from 30 saw. Fine. And now, just Teichwert, Kusmin is spelled, Deichen is millet, Eures, Rashi Biel says is also millet, and others say Eures is rice. Bekitza, you deduct this. Now, Hakel Lefia Mido, Vahakel Lefia Zman. So that means, for every kul, we take off this percentage, whatever it is, whatever the mean is, we take off this percentage. So if there's 4.5 kabin for one kul, so if he gave him 2 kul, we'll deduct 9 kabin. Everything is the hakalafiyamida, but hakalafiyasman. And it matters how many years it was by him. We have these guidelines, 4.5 kabin, for 1 year for a kul, if it was there 2 years, we'll deduct 9 kab. Oma Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'chi ma'ichbes lahen lahachborim le'oichleis bein meharbe ubein mikima. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked a very pertinent kasha. He asked like this, if there's one kul of chitin, how much do the achborim eat? Achborim eat 4.5 kab. So if there's 2 kul, so Busquets say on that there's 2 kul. They have their amount they eat. So 2 kul, 10 kul, 20 kul, you should deduct 4.5 kab. That's how much achborim eat a year. I mean, so Busquets on that there's 20 kul, yeah, for each kul, You deduct another 4.5 kul. Let us just see the beginning of Tosfos to appreciate Bustutzachdo. Chevei ma'ich beslu lachborim v'tamayu derabonos. What's that kibshan derabonos? Before Shpiyu Shalmi. Ani ach bere rishinine. They're rishoyim. Kat chamyen ibo le'mistayu do'ochli. They see there's a lot of Tosfos. This is a kul. That's my year's supply. Al tiftachu, you have it here. This is for me. This is a kul. They take that. That's going to be themselves. Well, I said the leader 4.5 kab. But this is for me. They see 2 kul. So I have enough for myself already. So I mean, so why should the balabos get away with only 4.5 kul being eaten? So they call up the union and they send other achborim to take care of the other kul. So the more kul you have, the more invitations are sent out. Katchom yin ibo leimistayayu da'ochli, that's not enough for them to eat. Alakol yin lechaverein da'ochlim imoy. Fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. So that was the machlokes Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. The Chachamim held the more kurim. What's the lashon of the Bina Shabbat? Rav Tvua, Rav Echler, Akaponim. The more food you have, the more echlam you're going to get. Some amela. So therefore, the Chachamim held Yechesh ben Ichko Bazunda. Elaine about Kaponim, Rav Yechem ben Uri doesn't hold like that. Elaine Yaitz, Eleiches Chaynes, Elalakur Echad Bilvat. So Rav Yechem ben Uri holds, you deduct, that means there's 20 kor, there's 1 kor, the Mount Achborim eat 4.5 kabin a year, so you deduct 4.5 kabin, and that's it, and it's irrelevant how many kor are there. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im hoysa mida merube, if there was a mida merube, we'll see in Rashi, mida merube means more, 10 kor and up, ene moitze loiches choynois, and then you don't deduct anything, bibnei shem moisirois, because they get bigger. We'll see what Rashi means. When he returns it, so then you deduct what normally should become nechsa. Speaking about he was ma'ariv, his peiris with the nifkat's peiris, so we have no way of actually knowing what was nechsa. So then we go with these guidelines. Oir is mill, that's millet, doichen, patel, deblois, or type of millet. Hakel, lefi, amido, according to the Chum, v'chein, lechol kul, because every kul, we have these guidelines. Hakel, lefi, azman, shenichem, biyode, lechol, shana, v'shana, yenich, leikach. For every year, we have 4.5 kaf, 4 kul. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im hoisa mida merube, shehivket etzlei harbe." If the pekodin was very large, b'gemara meforish, what does that mean? The pekodin was very large. Yutkurim, that means he gave him a pekodin of yutkurim. Lo yoytzi lo cheshoinois. So then you don't deduct anything. If he gave him yud kurim or more, so you don't, there's no deduction. You give back yud kurim without deducting anything. Mipnei shehein meisirois. Now what does that mean? Shebi meis agoirim shemafkid achitim. When he gave him these yud kurim, bi meis agoirim was right after the shnas achamo. So the Yevashim, so the Chitim were dry, they were drying out in the fields, so they were dry. Ubiyemois akshamim shemachzir, when he's returning the Chitim, neifreis, they're blown up. So Mamela, if I'm gonna give you back 10 kor, we're gonna measure now, take 10 kor, fill up 10 kor and give you back. When I'm giving you back 10 kor is 10 kor of blown up chitim. You gave me 10 kor of dried up chitim. I'm giving you back 10 kor of blown up chitim. That is because in the winter, the rain season, they get nafuach. They blow up a little bit. Fine. So when I'm giving you 10 kor already, between you and me, you're getting less than you gave me. You gave me 10 kor of dried up chitim. I'm giving you 10 kor of blown up chitim, which is less. So Memeles Rav Yehuda said, so if you're giving already less, so don't make, I'm going to give you less, and now we'll make a cheshbon of, let's deduct from each kor 4.5 kabin. Shinyaitza gave me with the deductions. By giving less already, because you're giving less, because you're giving chitim the full chais, we'll see in a minute. So that takes care of all the deductions. Don't deduct anything else. Give back 10 ku, and automatically, since it's nefuchas, you deduct it already. See in a minute. Shemafti dachitim yeveshen. Ubiyemoysak shomim shemarza neifchais. Ubachila sach borim. Einam nechsorim kol kach lekol kur veku. That the with all the achilas achborim, it is not nechsa so much for each kur. The kula haile ochli achborim miyut kurim. They don't eat so much. Hilkach nefichosoi mishalemes chesorin hamagia lishnei kurim oishloisha shachborim oichlim. So Rashi seems to say like this. Rashi seems to say they eat. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda holds, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He holds if you have 10 kurim, could be 2 or 3 kurim were eaten by achborim. That's true. 2 or 3 kurim were eaten by achborim. But so we have here a hefset of 2 or 3 kurim. Le'idor gisa by 10 kurim we have that the mide is really not as full as it was when he received it, because he received dry chitim, is giving back chitim nefuches, so it measures out, it cancels out. That means, so in 10 kurim, that's the cheshbon, 10 kurim nefuches is equivalent to, let's say Rashi says there's a cheshbon of 3 kurim of chesorin, so that's, let's say, 13.5 kabim, and 10 kurim nefuches, you're missing 13.5 kabim, and it sticks. Fine. So, like this, we could say, Akasha, Abude Ruach HaKadosh, he knew how to juggle the chesaron over here, the chesaron over here, they cancel out. But if Nei Yeshua asks Akasha, he says, fine. He says, but we have a whole bunch of different types of peiros. Now, we had by chitin, the chesaron is 4.5 kabim. By kusmin, the chesaron is 3 saw. So everything cancels out? That means by kusmin, the nefiche of 10 kurim cancels out 3 saw. By chitim, the neficha of 10 kurim cancels out 4.5 kabim. It's modne. Hazai frek the pnei Yeshua. Emfer the pnei Yeshua, Hazai. He says, between you and me, we don't know the cheshbon. No, you can't know the cheshbon. The fuchis, the nachborim, it's either you're giving back too little or you're giving back too much. I mean, and no one can, we're not going to start, we don't know. The way after a year, and then the achborim took theirs, and these are nefuchim, no one knows. Zukta pnei Yeshua, but, so what do you do if you don't know the mitzvah? So you work with lomdas. Now how does lomdas help over here? So that means like this. He says, could be the nefiche through the, you gave me 10 kurim. Between you and me, could be I owe you 10.5 kurim. Because I'm giving you nefuches now. So could be, metallach hashbainis, could be I owe you 10.5 kurim. Could be. But no one knows. So there's a din, any day in this chayafti loch. You also don't know. And any day is, I don't know if I owe you 10.5, maybe I do owe you, maybe I don't owe you. So it's 10.5, so I should have to give you 10.5 kurim, because maybe the nefiche was mechasa more than the chesoron? Could be. But since I don't know, I don't have to give you. Any day in this chayavti loch. Le'idach give gisa, maybe I really owe you 9.5 kurim. Maybe I owe you 9.5 kurim. Maybe the chesaron was greater than the nefich. We don't know. We can't cheshbon it. It doesn't shtip. But we don't know what the cheshbon is. It could be the chsal this way or that way. So then it's eini yedeya mechsalti loch. So that means you gave me 10 kurim. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna give you back 9.5 kurim, and I'm yoitze. You know that with 9.5 kurim you're yoitze, you don't know. So it's eini yedeya mechsalti loch. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. I just like to be moisef on the kudde. The din is, by shema v'shema, eini yedeya mechsalti loch, is potter b'din yodem eschai b'din yishamayim. So that means we have such a case. Let's say Reuben lent Shimon money. He lent me $100. I owed him $100 for sure. I don't know if I paid him. Reuben doesn't remember. Shimon doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. So the din is, but let's think about Shimon for a while. He knows he's Zicha borrowed. He doesn't know if he paid. So the din is b'din yodem yapotah b'din yishamayim yichayim. Because you know there was a chiyuv, you don't know if you were mamali a chiyuv, you don't know. So b'din yishmaim yimachuyiv to pay. So could be either this was a takonas chachomim, but since there's such a concept about any day merzalti loch, that there is a chiyuv lotzis yidei shemaim. So Mamela Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, you got a pekodin of 10 kurim, give back 10 kurim. Now there's a shal, you owe more or less. So more than any day mischayavti loch, less than any day, less you can't be give back because it's any day mechzalti loch. Zok the Gemara, oires tuvachos. What he just said by oires, that it's 4.5 kabin. It's much more. The Gemara knew it's much more. Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Ba'iris Kolof Shono. It's, Ba'iris rice, that was, the husks were taken off already. We'll see later what the cheshbon is. When it's taken off, then the hefsid is much less. Lekusmin lezera pishton gimel soin leku. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Rabbi Chie, zera pishton begiv oilem shono. That you have flaxseed with the husks. And we'll see the husks are tremendous hefsid. Tanina mihochi, lekusmin, ozarapishtin, begeboilem, loloires, sheinai kolof, shloisha soin leko. Let's see what Rashi says. Zerapishtin, begeboilem, chosa kolkach, fisha giveoilem, misyavshin, the geboilem, the husks dry up, v'noiflem, and they fall off, baruch menashavtem, and the wind blows it away. So therefore, and these husks are a big chelik of the peri. Avazera pishta noki, and yichosa kolkach. Tanya, hake lefi amide, tone kein, lechol ku, v'ku, that's what chamam od, v'chein lechol shana v'shana. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Tanya Omer Rabbi Yochanan Harbei Oivdeis Mehem Harbei Mispazreis Mehem. So we'll see in Teisvis, they told Rabbi Yochanan, but they didn't tell about the union. Because he didn't hold of this. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was coming with a good kindness. So if they eat from one kur, they eat 4.5 kabin, so what's it, there's 10 kur, so it's the same thing. So they told him, harbei oivdeis, harbei mispazreis mem. So the Mephoshim, the Yashami say, that if this, that means, achborim, go with a cheshben. If there is not too much, you don't, you're careful, you eat what you eat, you don't, but if there's so much, it's oivdeis and mispazreis, there's so much, you don't have to be careful. So, als that guve, that achborim see this so much, so they're very careless and reckless, so harbe oivdeis mehem, from these achborim. That means if they see this so much, so memele, they, it says mispazreis mehem, oivdeis mehem, because they see the batuach loylam. Yeah. Let's see Taisvis. צטות נעציל את היסוס, חימח פסול אכבורים, בתמי דרבון המפורש פירושלמי, אני אכבור רשיני נינקת חומיין, איבור, לא ימסתאי את האוכל לידי סייטבו את את they're not capable of eating up הלקוריין לחבריין דאוכלי אימי. עוד אמרינה בגמורה אמרו לי הרבה אוהבדס מהם, הרבה מספזלס מהם. יש להם את הדבור ורבי יחנן בן נורי קומה. לגוין לדבור ורבי יחנן בן נורי. אפילו לסלוח תיימד המפורש בירושלמי, become welcome harbi oiv des mehem. And we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that was his kasha, chima ichpes lohen la'achborim. That means the achborim, there's no difference if there's a lot or a little. So they said, no, by the achborim gufa, these achborim, I'm telling you, they invite different achborim, but these achborim gufa, if there's a lot, so, elo, Lekur Bilvad. So what does Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri hold? Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri holds, you deduct a kur. There's 10 kur, 1 kur you deduct. That's how much they take off the years, from a kur they eat them. Vim toimer, im kain, bepoches mikur, nami yoitzi kamoy lekur. That means, if you say, Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri held, that the achborim, it's irrelevant if there's a lot, if there's a little, that's bolim, eat a certain amount. So less than the kohi should also deduct, it's very interesting. When there's a kur of tvue, which is a lot of tvue, so they are kind of shvisa in the kur, it's a lot of tvue, they can hide there, and they have their dira, their dira's kva, and they help themselves during the year. If there's less than a kur, ein lahem revach li tomein, they can't hide in it. It's not so, there's not so much tvue over there. So if they can't hide in it, so they're always on the run. I mean, they can't be there. I mean, the balabos will come. So they're always on the run, so they don't eat so much. So that's why less than a kul, they don't eat a 4.5 kabin. So 4.5 kabin, that means if there's a kul, they need a place to hide themselves there, and they're taken care of, then they'll make sure in a year to get eat a 4.5 kab. But here, ein lem revach li tomim b'seich. Bikol mokim lefi, chesh ben aroi li schasa yoytzi, di efshish lo yischasu. Ula oire she einay kolof, gimul soin liku. So the Baraisa says, if it's with the husks, gimel soim lekum. In Taima, v'amaylech shivi, v'masnisen, oirish ha'ini kolof from zera pishten, kimdis lochad sheyure. The Mishnah only speaks about oirish kolof, which is 4.5 kabin. Oirish ha'ini kolof is 3 saw. So why didn't the Mishnah speak about that? Veshloimed the poshet loy the ba'oires tischasa kol kach. The Tana held it's not necessary to write it. And the Nachas Moshe says we see the Gemara knew that ba'oires is a tremendous hefset. Oires tuva chosel. So memele the Tana held it's not necessary to write. Why the Tana the Brais held it is necessary to write? Veshteich nisht. Aber ubereish gabi oires koluf lechoshev zera pishten koluf. Hashem odinam cholot. I mean, zera pishton begiv oilen. So that is take three saw. Zera pishton kolof could be just a different shear. Let us go a little further. Tanya. Bamedvam um she ilvon im peres of that pavke if he mixed it up with his peres. Aber jichad loy keren zovis, oimer le reishe loch lefonach. But like this, he says, "Arei shalach lefanach." Like the Gemara, "Chi irva min peirosav mayhavi." Let's see, that means he mixed it up with his peiros. So there, let's say there was a kur of the mafkitz peiros. There's a kur of his peiros. So now let's measure how much do we have left over. You don't have to look in the Mishnah. We'll see what the chesaron was from these two kurim, and then we'll work accordingly. So the Gemara says, no, b'mistapik mehem. He was eating from his peiros or from the taruvis of the peiros the whole time. So we don't know how much is nechsa. Let us see how much he ate from the peiros. So the Gemara says, the loyoda kame istapik, he doesn't know how much he ate from them. So we have no way of figuring it out. That's why the Mishnah gave us a shem. What does Rashi say? So the Gemara says that he was eating from it, so he himself didn't know the cheshbon, so we don't know how to cheshbon.